problems does Carolina present?
It's going to be a tough challenge for us. You know, they got a really good offensive line. Of course, you know, got one of the top quarterbacks in the league. Some very good skill players. And, you know, they pose some threats to us, and we got to be ready.
Is it hard to bring Cam down just because of his size?
Yeah, he's definitely one of the bigger quarterbacks, if not the biggest quarterback in the league. So when you hit him, you got to make sure, you know, you get good contact on him. You can't be out there arm tackling. You got to make sure that you know, bring him.
Is there anyone else tomorrow that's like him, that's a similar style to him?
I mean, I think he has a unique skill set, you know, size, speed, you know, arm, phenomenal talent, you know, at that position. And so it's going to be a challenge for us.
How amped up are you expecting Coney to be for this game playing against the team of traffic?
I expect him to be hyped up, but I expect, you know, all the guys to be ready to go. You know, it's an important game for us, and we got to be ready to go. And so, you know, we got to be ready to be out there and be lights out.
What has Coney brought to the defense this week?
Oh, man, he's, you know, unbelievable. He great, you know, getting after the quarterback, you know, getting in pass lane. I think he's top, you know, defense lineman as far as swatted pass at the line of scrimmage. He has a knack for that. And, you know, he provides matchup problems for, you know, other teams out on the outside, which can open up stuff for other guys.
How impressive is him batting balls? I mean, how hard is that to do? Is it just something, like you said, is it, do you have a knack for it?
Yeah, I think guys have a knack for it. And, you know, it's not everybody out there getting, you know, swatted passes at the line of scrimmage like that. You know, the guys who do it, they do it, you know, and get them a lot. And that shows that, you know, they have a certain skill set. It's not that easy to do.
DeMario, it looks like Olsen is on track to play. He practiced today. What kind of challenges does he present?
He's been a phenomenal tight end in the league for a long time. You know, smart guy, very crafty, knows how to get open. You know, likes to, you know, he's always in a place where the quarterback can get him the ball easily. And, you know, it's definitely going to be a challenge for us. Not just him, you know, they got, you know, two other tight ends that are really good. And so we got our hands full. We got to be ready.
What happened over the weekend? You guys look at the standings and say, we have a realistic chance of getting into the postseason?
Say that again?
After what happened over the weekend, you guys are getting out of the playoff spot. Have you guys really talked about that and understanding that we have a realistic chance of maybe making a run?
I think in this league, you know, when you get to November and December, you just want to have a shot, you know, and you want to be playing meaningful games. And the fact that we are, you know, shows that, you know, we're in a good spot, and it's only going to get tougher down the stretch. You know, each week, you know, those games mean more and more, and so this one is the most important to us right now, and so we got to come out and be ready, and we got a tough challenge coming in on Sunday, and so we got to be ready to be lights out.
Coming out of a bye week, you know, with a lot of self-scouting and reflection, as one of the leaders of the defense, what is the defensive unit needs to do to improve down the stretch here?
Just execute our game plan. Execute what the coaches are asking us to do. They, you know, each week they put in a good game plan. They got a good game plan, you know, in this week. You know, we're still working on it. And we just got to be ready to execute at a high level. When we do what we're asked to do, we perform at a high level.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving side?
Oh, man. All the sides. Dressing, greens, peas, black-eyed peas, rice, you know, all that dressing. Sweet potatoes, sweet potato pie, all the sides.
All that.
I'm from Mississippi, so we do Thanksgiving a little bit different. So I can't just pick one.
That's fair. What are you thankful for this year?
Oh, man, I'm thankful so much. First of all, I'm most thankful for my relationship with God. I'm thankful for my wife, thankful for my kids. Thankful that I got, you know, breath in my body, just... thankful I got all my limbs, thankful for all my senses, all the small things that you take for granted. You know, I try to, you know, reflect on those during this time of the year and just, you know, say thank you for things that I might not took the time to say thank you for.
Media.
Yeah, thankful for you guys, too. You guys are amazing.